Sometimes people near the end of life wish they could die sooner. Sometimes the body just won't cooperate. There's a fierce debate in this country about what to do in those cases. You probably remember the most recent example. Brittany Maynard, a 29-year-old with a malignant brain tumor, posted a hugely popular video on YouTube explaining why she was choosing assisted dying. Brittany moved to Oregon before her death. It's one of the few states that allow physician-assisted dying, and it's also where 74-year-old Ben Wald died. Ben had terminal cancer and had reached out to the nonprofit group Compassion and Choices to facilitate his death. Sarah Nix recently sat down to talk with his wife, Pam Wald.
First of all, just before we get started, let me say thank you for coming in to talk with us about this.
I appreciate you exploring the issue.
Yeah. So, Pam, can we just start at the beginning? Take us back to your husband's condition as his health deteriorated.
All right. Well, in 2005, my husband was diagnosed with colon cancer. He had surgery, and we thought we had got it all. But in 2011, it reappeared and had metastasized into his lungs. And at this point, it was stage 4 lung cancer. He was not a smoker, and neither was I.
How did you guys react when you first heard that it had metastasized?
Well, we were really shocked because we thought he just had a cough. And when we went and had x-rays, they originally thought it was just pneumonia. So we thought that's what we were dealing with. Well, we were just basically really, really shocked that it had spread. But we're both kind of idealistic, optimistic people. And so we just said, okay, all right, let's see what we can do to fight this. And so that's what we began doing.
And eventually at some point, I guess the doctor said there was probably no treatment possible. Is that right?
Yeah, the only thing that we were told was like with a little bit of chemotherapy, there was like 10% of lengthening your lifespan for a couple of months minus all the side effects. And so we elected against that. So, yeah. So in about January 2012, Ben was really beginning to lose a lot of weight and went from 170 pounds by middle of March to about 120.
And when did he start to talk about perhaps speeding his process of dying?
Well, as I shared, he was down to 118 pounds. He'd lost his voice. He could just whisper. It had spread to his bones, and so he's under incredible pain, could not get comfortable at all. No appetite, no energy. One night he woke me up in the middle of the night, and I was married, Sarah, to a very, very honest man. And he said, you know, Pam, we just need to talk. I look in the mirror, and I see someone from Auschwitz. I love you and Bonnie dearly. That's our daughter and our friends. But he says, I just don't want to keep living like this. And I'd like to explore Oregon's death with dignity law.
Was it a process for you to begin to accept that this was the choice that he was making?
Yes. I think it was very unconscious at this point because, as I said, he was very honest. And when he said, Pam, I need your help, this is what I really want. Because I love this man, I was with him for 43 years, I just stepped up to the plate and said, okay, I'll do whatever I can to help you out, love.
So what steps did you two have to take to make sure that you complied with the law?
Well, we called hospice, Benton Hospice here, gave us the phone number for Compassion and Choices. I made that call. And at the time, it was the most difficult call I ever had to make because what I was really doing, Sarah, I was calling to ensure that my husband would be able to die in a peaceful manner. But I made that call, and 2 days later, two wonderful volunteers from Compassion Choices. One was Jane, a retired intensive care nurse, and Ani, a retired kindergarten teacher. They came out to our house and answered our questions and explained that there were forms that needed to be filled out and that they would help us with that. And Jane said to me, Pam, your job right now is just to keep taking care of Ben. And I really, really needed to hear that. So that's how we began the process.
And then what happened? What were some of the next steps?
Well, Dr. Grube, a family physician, 40 years, came out to our house on a Saturday and confirmed, he had all Ben's medical reports. He confirmed that he was terminal, very, very ill. And then actually a few hours later, another doctor who was helping in this area came out and consulted and confirmed that Ben was in fact dying and helped us complete the final paperwork.
And part of that also was their confirming that he was lucid, right?
Exactly, exactly. They had to ask him a question. This cannot be, they can't ask the loved one and say, you know, do your husband think? No, if Ben couldn't speak for himself, he would not have been able to qualify for organs death with dignity law.
So he qualified for the law, and then Dr. Grobe prescribed something for him, is that right?
Dr. Grobe wrote out a prescription for a medication that basically would end Ben's life. On Monday, we got permission, then we had to wait, I think it was 48 hours, before the prescription could be filled.
And what was it like when the medication actually came into the house? Was that a significant moment for you guys?
Yes. In fact, even before that, Sarah, on Monday, when Ben was laying on the couch in the living room, and I said, honey, we got permission. And I could just see he just became so, so relaxed. He was still in pain, but I could just see a relaxed feeling in him. It was like, oh, you know, I have my choice. I have my choice. And I could see that I was giving him a gift of love by helping him with this.
And how long was that prescription in the house before you chose to use it?
Our friends drove up on a Wednesday afternoon, picked up the medication, came back. They had dinner with us. That was Wednesday afternoon. 2 days later, at 7 o'clock on May 4th, my husband took the medication.
And he had to take the applesauce with the medication in it himself, right?
Yes, it was mixed. It's very, very bitter. So Jane mixed the medication in with applesauce in a little white cup, teacup, with a spoon. She gave that to me. And Ben was sitting on the edge of the bed, and I gave that to him. And then he just ate it all real fast.
I can't imagine, I have to be honest with you, I can't imagine being in that position. It must have been so difficult for you not to at least help him. I don't know if he needed help eating at that point.
Well, the thing of it is I knew the law. I can't help him. He has to take it himself. No, I couldn't help him. And if someone cannot hold the cup based upon physical disabilities at the point, like with ALS, Parkinson's, they can't hold it. By law, they cannot utilize the law.
Thank you very much. It was generous of you to share your story.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's Pam Wald talking with Sarah Nix. Pam's husband, Ben, died in 2013. After he contracted bone and lung cancer.